Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I'm coming across a little drunk this morning.
Are you?
Well,
you made a joke about Merlot in your tea, which I thought was odd.
It's Merlot blueberry tea.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It was in our Easter basket from our dear friends, the Zigglers.
And they had Merlot tea?
Yeah, there's also, I forget the other one, but it's like mojito something. I left that one at home for Shannon.
So wait.
What?
What if you didn't read the box and you are...
Oh, I didn't read the box at all. And I'm on my second glass.
Oh, no. He said two glasses of wine.
I've had hot Merlot tea. It's very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh, well, we're enjoying the after effects.
It comes in a little pyramid-shaped bag. With a what looks like a real leaf on top.
It looks like the tea bag is growing.
It's very purpley.
Like if you planted that, it would grow. It's kind of amazing.
We should put this in the ground when I'm done.
Yeah.
See if we can grow a Merlot tea tree.
We
That'd
should.
Be great.
Absolutely yeah. should. Yeah. A Merlot tea tree.
Ah, that's good stuff. I don't know. I'm feeling a little hit it.
Put that down. No more drinking Merlot tea.
Come on!
No!
Just one more!
No!
Just one more!
I'm getting more and more concerned.
But I feel great.
I bet you do.
And it's got antioxidants in there, right? It's blueberry.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's a super fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And red wine is great for your health.
And this red wine's great for health. Why am I not just drinking red wine and having a bowl of blueberries every morning?
Why don't we do that? You could have it just like cereal. It's a bowl of blueberries.
So are you suggesting I pour Merlot into the blueberry?
Why not?
I can't. I'm slurring.
I know you're slurring. So I'm like, is it wine? Did you read the box?
No, it just came in a little single serving. So they probably have a large box at home because mm-hmm. it was in our Easter basket and the other couple's Easter basket.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that there's a bigger box that probably has a warning on it. But the individual packages do not.
Come to find out, it is
highly alcoholic.
One way to start your morning.
It is herbal, though. Doesn't that count? Then again, so were 420 cigarettes.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Which, by the way, I was in Illinois this weekend. I just want to say that state celebrates.
They do celebrate.
A lot on 420.
Yes.
And barely everywhere that you want to partake is a parking lot we were in.
Huh.
Yeah. Parking garages and parking lots.
A lot of Easter grass exchange.
A lot of Easter grass. There's peeps and there's puffin. My God.
Good for you, Illinois. Good for you.
They embraced it.
No kidding.
I'm just, enjoying life with my Merlot tea.
Just Merlot.
It's also herbal. It's just Merlot.
It's just a glass of Merlot.
It's just Merlot.
Good for you, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, starting off Monday right.
Yeah.
And I was led to believe as a child that quicksand was going to be a bigger problem.
Starts with Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
Then it moves into the Princess Bride.
Yes.
And then there's quicksand everywhere.
All the time. Quicksand was
blazing
a really big
saddles.
Problem. But then now I'm an adult and it's like, it's fine. Quicksand,
it's
not really
quicksand
a deal.
And dead ends.
Until last weekend, a guy named Mitch O'Brien was walking in the sand with his best friend and coworker, Brianne.
Like on a beach or somewhere?
Yeah. In Michigan.
One
of the
sure.
beautiful sandy beaches of Michigan. And
just walking along?
Just walking along on the sand, and he falls in about waist deep. It's like quicksand.
That is quicksand, is it not?
That's exactly what's happening. And what do you do?
Well, you don't panic.
Oh, I would.
And you don't make sudden moves.
That's what they tried to do.
Because, and then someone goes and finds a vine.
He's up to you have to get a vine, but it's the beach. There's no vines.
Oh, well, or some of that seagrass.
Well, here's
weave it.
What we didn't have when we were kids, cell phones.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
They both, Mitch and Brianne, both get their cell phones going and they call 911. And at the exact same time, she refers to him as boyfriend. My boyfriend's sinking in the quicksand. And he's like, I think my girlfriend's trying to call. And they're like, wait, what?
No, at that moment they discovered they were in love.
They're like, we have had a crush on each other for 2 years, but like, will they, won't they? Jim and Pam kind of romance
they
in the office.
Talk about in like serious situations, your true self comes out.
Their true selves came out. I think he got out. Yeah.
You don't have an ending?
Oh, wait, yeah. Firefighter showed up and pulled Mitch out. And now he and Brianne are officially an item.
Oh, are they married?
No.
Oh.
No.
You know where they're not going to honeymoon? The beach.
No. They're mountain people now, it turns out.
Understandably so. Understandably
Enjoy
so.
Enjoy that hike.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Have you ever heard the phrase, in too deep?
Oh, yeah.
And it could mean
it's a great Sum 41 song.
Something happens, and then there's usually a fork in the road moment.
Yep.
And you can, like, ignore it and move on, or you could put all your chips on the table. And let's just say we went from the shallow end to the deep end at dinner on Saturday night. Allow me to set the stage. Party of six coming from Cedar Rapids to Rockford, Illinois, for a 70s progressive rock band. It's not even the band. The band and the lead singer have broken up.
Oh,
what? We are there to see the lead singer, who has the rights to all of his songs. So it's the songs of Yes.
You're going to see a band that none of you except for one guy liked.
Yes.
And it's not even the whole band.
Claire, the concert was 2.5 hours and they only played 10 songs.
Oh my Lord.
It's very freeform.
Wow.
The good news is I knew three of them and I liked one of them. But the dinner before.
That's the good news?
And I didn't fall asleep. The dinner before was at a very nice restaurant. It was early. We went at like 5:15 because the show was at 7:30, 8 o'clock. And, yeah. It's a new town. You have to figure out parking.
We don't know where we're going.
We don't know what's going on. So good news, we're there early. So we're in kind of a back part of the restaurant. And our party of six sits down. And one of the six looks up and notices one of the pictures on the wall is askew.
Mm.
It's crooked. And in that moment, one of the waiters comes out of the back and ends up not being our waiter, by the way. And we're like, hey, I don't know if we've had too many drinks or is that picture. He's like, no, you're right. And he proceeds to walk over and tries to straighten it. And it gets worse.
He made it worse?
Accidentally. Because it was a very heavy, large picture.
Oh, you guys.
Hanging on two chains. And then there's that metal wire on the back. This is where you either go shallow or deep. We went deep. The next thing you knew, the manager of the restaurant is helping him hang the picture.
Oh, no.
Then they go and get two ladders.
Oh, no.
And a third person.
Oh, no.
To hang the picture.
Oh, no.
And this is my favorite part. Around the table, everybody's personality comes out. I'm mocking the whole thing just because it's absurd.
Right.
The person who called it out kind of feels like she caused it, so she's offering to help.
Yeah.
Her husband wants to die. Just die. Sit down.
Yeah, stop. Help.
But I've got a bubble level on my phone. Sit down.
Nope.
They've got this. You caused it, but they've got this. There's another one of us who, and this is the smartest point, said, you could just sit in this chair and not look at it.
Yeah, there's that.
That's the solution.
Move you.
15 minutes, two ladders, and three staff members that we took from the restaurant later, pictures hanging perfectly straight. And a bubble level. She ended up getting up and helped.
Of course.
Yes.
Because of course.
Yeah.
As they were busy for dinner service.
Yes. While people were arriving for dinner, Easter weekend. And then I think everybody else at the table just didn't know what to do. There was a lot of laughing. There was a lot of making fun of the person who called it out.
Look
to the point
did.
I think maybe we took that one a little too far too. Because you're now in a moment where you're like, I caused this.
Uh-huh.
And what do I do?
And you can't stop it.
You can't stop it. And they're all in.
Wheels are in motion.
Yes.
Ladders are being found.
The plane
found.
Took off.
Oh, boy.
And you went right into turbulence. And you'll land. It's just going to be a minute.
It's like a cringe moment.
It
you
was
know?
So awkward and weird and fun at all of the same time.
Yeah. It'll be a story.
Yes.
But
we will tell this story when we go out as a group. The next morning at Easter brunch, we're like, don't look at the pictures on the wall.
And she's never going to comment on anything in the restaurant again.
I hope not.
Ever.
No.
Not after that.
It was just a simple comment. And it was very nice that waiter's like, this gets me a tip, right? I'll help.
Oh, yeah.
And then somewhere he woke up Easter morning and he's like, what the hell did I do that? Like, why did I do that?
I'm sure.
And the kid, like one of the people is just the kid who does the water. And he's Aww. Probably like, I didn't sign up for this. And then the other one was like the front of house manager that night. She's dressed impeccably, wearing heels on a ladder.
I can't believe. Oh,
I know. It was
heels
just
on a ladder.
It was crazy at every level. Every level.
Oh my gosh.
That was our Saturday night. And then we went to a concert that 5 out of 6 of us didn't want to go to.
Tell me.
We didn't care for.
Did the one person who wanted to see it.
He loved it.
All right. That's all
we needed. The opening song was the song he said that made him fall in love with the band.
Really?
Yeah, so that went great. And he was quick to point out they're coming back to Central Illinois again.
No, sit down.
Same restaurant? Nope. New venue.
We're not allowed there anymore.
So that was my Saturday. It was great.
our Sunday Easter dinner, delicious, first of all. And then afterwards, you know, you eat so much that you're kind of like, I hate myself.
Yes.
So you just kind of
We went to a brunch on Sunday after having huge meals all weekend.
Yeah, and it's like you kind of overate.
You
need just
move.
A minute. Like, I'm sure the kids would have loved to just dive into Easter egg hunt immediately.
Yeah, activity.
But nobody was in a state to proceed with that. So we're all just sitting around the living room, chatting, catching up, and talking to my brother. We were making fun of him at first.
Sure, yeah.
Because he needs a haircut real bad. But he is in his busy season. He sells seed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't noticed, it is spring. And we had a couple of dry days before a lot of rain on Easter, which he was glad for the rain because that means he kind of has a day off because nobody can plant because
But it is
raining.
Planting season.
It's planting season.
And if you sell seeds, you're busy.
He's very, very busy, like calls at all time of day, night. So he has not had time to get that haircut. And my sister swings into sister mode, big sister mode. She's like, well, I can cut your hair right now.
No.
Yeah. So let's go, family. We can solve this problem right now. Mom, do you have a razor? Yeah, I have one I used to cut the dog's hair.
What? So like clippers? Like plug-in clippers?
Yeah, like plug-in clippers. She's like, they're actually really, really nice. And she goes and she gives him a full-on haircut as I document it. Yeah.
At the table?
No.
Okay. Well, no. Oh, outside.
Outside. Outside of the garage.
Because I'm like, what did you use for the... That little thing they put around your neck?
Oh,
like
he didn't
a tablecloth?
Even use one. He's like, I don't need one. We're like, you could just put a towel on or something. No, nah, that's fine. I'll just...
Outside haircuts on Easter?
Yes, yes. Oh. With just hair galore. And then his son saw and they're like, well, let's just give him one too.
Stop it.
It's Easter haircuts, everybody.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Pope Francis, who was just recently released from the hospital, died today at the age of 88. The Pope passed away the morning after the holiest day of the Christian year. Pope was seen a number of times in public at the Vatican during this past Holy Week, culminating with an Easter Sunday appearance at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. No word on when conclave will commence. Francis was elected the 266th Pope on March 13th of 2013. I caught the stat, but I didn't write it down. I don't know if I have it correctly. He's the first non-European pope in more than 1,300 years.
Yeah.
1,300 years.
Mm-hmm.
Not like 20.
No.
1,300.
Yeah.
A millennia.
Been a minute.
Unity Point Health, Cedar Rapids, Mercy Medical Center, Cedar Rapids, recently been made aware of reports. People are in the community receiving phone calls of potential scammers who are impersonating healthcare employees, asking for social security numbers and personal information. Phone numbers also look like they're coming from the hospital.
No.
The scammer's goal is to steal personal and confidential information from unsuspecting patients. Sometimes the scammers even ask for payment. Do not give that information out over the telephone. And I'm probably telling the person who needs to tell the person older than them.
Yeah.
Because I have to do this with Shannon's mom all the time.
Yeah.
You do not have unpaid tolls in Florida. You do not have unpaid tolls in Iowa. Because we don't have tolls in Iowa.
Do not give them any information.
It is so good and it looks so real and it becomes scary because then you go down the road of, well, what if it's real? And that just, and you know, people are nice by nature.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the people who are doing this to you. They're horrible by nature.
They're terrible.
Dare I say naughty by nature. So do just not lean into that as that is a scam. What's got us feeling all right? I'll tell you what's got us feeling all right. City of Cedar Rapids, Solid Waste Recycling Division, started a program, was it a year ago, for garbage trucks and recycling trucks? They wrap them in artwork.
I think last year was the first year.
And it's, you know, part of the fun of like waiting. It's kind of like when we named the snowplows.
Yeah.
You don't know when they're going to show up. Well, they had the public submit the first round of designs. They had area high school art students do the last round of designs.
Hmm.
So there are going to be another round of new trucks with this artwork on it, and you're going to see them starting in May. And all the high school students were told is, create a design that reflects your view of creativity and spirit in Cedar Rapids. So I don't know what the images are yet.
So you have no...
I haven't seen... They didn't really... The story came out. No. They will do a sneak peek. One of them is wrapped and ready to go, and they're going to have it at EcoFest at Nubo coming up on
Saturday
from 10 to 3. But all of them that are getting wrapped, they're not 100% done yet, so you'll have to just be on the lookout for those in your community. But it's kind of, it's art on the go, right? It's also mobile artwork.
Yeah, this is such a cool project.
A cool way to do it. But another round of both garbage and recycling trucks being wrapped with local art, this time from local high school art students.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Well, on Sunday, people are posting photos of their Easter egg hunts and check out what I got in my Easter basket. And in Celebrity World, there was a surprising Easter photo of two celebrities we did not know were possibly dating. Billy Ray Cyrus no longer has that achy breaky heart. 110% for me.
Who is he with?
Elizabeth Hurley.
No.
I know. They kind of look the same. It's weird. Okay. They have the same hair. Looked like they were spending Easter on some sort of farm. Billy Ray Cyrus seen in a photo kissing Elizabeth Hurley on the side of her face as they both lean against a picket fence. She shared the photo.
Happy Easter, y'all.
Happy Easter with a heart emoji. And then underneath, people are giving their congratulations and well wishes, including her son, 23-year-old son. He just did the party emoji and then a heart emoji.
Okay.
So there's that confirmation. Their people have not commented on whether or not they're dating, but, you know, when you post a photo of you smooching and you shared it.
Huh.
I mean, I think they might be dating.
Okay. Oh. I had to double check it just to make sure it's real, and it's real.
It's a real thing. Okay. You're double checking me.
Well. I didn't want it to be true.
Okay. I'm sure Haley Joel Osment has that same sentiment, doesn't want it to be true, because he was arrested for public intoxication earlier this month and just figured out some of the things that he said. The police body cam footage was released by TMZ, and he said some terrible things when he was drunk. He called the police names, an anti-Semitic slur. He called one of them a Nazi, but he didn't even know he said any of this until the body cam footage was released. So he released a statement, said, "Had I known I used this disgraceful language in the throes of a blackout, I would have spoken up sooner." He said that he was at a very low emotional place. He didn't say specifically about losing his home and the
right.
California wildfires, but that's going on with him. He said, "There's no excuse for using just that disgusting word. From the bottom of my heart, I apologize to absolutely everyone that this hurts."
Wow.
Yeah. Not good. It's always kind of confusing when there's two kids in one class and they have the same first name. So then you have to use the whole last middle initial, at least will be different.
That way you can organize them correctly.
Yeah.
Eric, come to the front of the room. Which one?
Which one do you want?
Me or Eric Fisher? Eric H, Eric F.
So annoying, I'm sure. However, it's doubly annoying when you're a celebrity, because we've got not one, but two Michelle Williams.
I can't think. Wait. Michelle Williams.
Destiny's Child.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And Michelle Williams, the actress, Williams.
Michelle Williams, Destiny's Child, by the way, born in Rockford, Illinois.
Didn't know that.
Moving on.
Fun Rockford, Illinois fact.
Yes.
So, Michelle Williams.
I didn't even consider that.
I know.
I guess because one's in singing.
One's Hollywood. And in Hollywood, you can only have one of them have
but
that
Michelle
name.
But Michelle Williams is now doing Broadway.
Yes. So she's kind of veering into the acting
yes.
realm. She is on Broadway right now in Death Becomes Her. And they were doing a show Thursday evening. And guess who came to check out the show?
Michelle Williams.
Michelle Williams, the actress. Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. I'm going to have to do this the whole time.
Yes.
Shared a video backstage where she's like, oh, she was approached, tapped on the shoulder by somebody outside of frame. And she says, "Who should I make it out to?" And she's signing an autograph for Michelle Williams. From Michelle Williams. It's Michelle Williams
Did they like have an embrace or like, ah, it's you? Like, ah, we have the same name.
That was just the funny little video. Like, she's getting an autograph. Who should I make it out to? Michelle Williams. Just some good old fashioned Michelle Williams fun.
As it often is.
You know how the old saying goes.
Good old fashioned Michelle Williams fun.
Michelle Williams, I don't know. How do you say it when there's multiple? Michelle Williams.
Williamses.
Williamses.
There's one Michelle Williams, and then you have, unless it's like attorneys at law or cul-de-sac, could it be Michelle's William? Secretaries of State?
Michelle's William?
Michelle's William.
However you want to say it. There's two Michelle Williams. That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
I have not looked at anybody else's photo. I'm just stuck on our two right now.
I know.
I just kind of want it to be like an Easter morning surprise.
Well, we need to explain because we post the photos, but we don't tell each other what's happening in these photos.
Exactly.
So we need to get the stories behind the photos.
Yes. And it is very Easter baskety today, coming off of Easter weekend. You post your photos right there on the Z102.9 Facebook page, just like us. Give us a little description of what happened for your weekend. For us, as I mentioned on Friday, there was a big group of us that did a road trip into St. Charles and Galena. I'm sorry, Geneva, Wisconsin. Gosh dang it. St. Charles and Geneva, Illinois.
Illinois.
And then to Rockford. And that was to see not the band Yes. And while I could, you know, we've got photos at the concert. We've got photos in front of the marquee. We have photos trying to get into the parking lot because I'm not joking. A drunk driver hit part of the parking lot. So we had to drive around it. It was crazy. But the photo I wanted to share was, what do you do when everybody wakes up at like 8 in the morning and brunch is at 12:30?
Oh, my.
That's the only time we could get in for a group of six.
Oh, you got some time to kill.
So we killed some time in the hotel lobby. We had some coffee. And then we're like, you know what? I went on the internet. I'm like, Rockford Chamber of Commerce. What to do in Rockford in 24 hours?
Okay.
So we just took a driving tour of Rockford, Illinois, which is about the same size as Cedar Rapids, about 20,000 more people.
Okay.
Pretty easy to get around. There's a Frank Lloyd Wright house. We went to murals.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of botanical and Japanese gardens. It was kind of chilly that morning, so we didn't stop there. But they do have a sculpture along the Rock River. And this is the Rock Guardians of Rockford sculpture, which you could park the car, get out, take a picture right in front of. So we did that.
The Rock Guardians.
Yes, the Rock Guardians.
How long have they been here?
I believe it was built in 1984, 1989.
Ooh.
It's been on the banks of the Rock River in Rockford, Illinois.
That's cool.
So yeah, we did a nice selfie in front of that. Our big old group, all dressed in our Easter finest.
How does one make a Rock Guardian? What are they, like,
you know,
concrete?
They look like individual, like granite. But we didn't take a lot of time to actually see how they were pieced together.
They're impressive sculptures.
It's a great... And they do, they're very, like, the one kind of over my right shoulder has, like, a spear or a sword.
Whoa.
And then the other two are kind of standing, like, sentries.
They're not messing around. Yeah.
No, they're guarding Rockford from, I don't know, whoever the enemy of Rockford is.
Whoever's across the river.
Who's ever coming to the houses across the river, big and beautiful. The rich people.
Don't think of any, don't even
try
it.
They're protecting us normies from the rich people across the river.
Look out.
But yeah, so we just had the app up and we would go to a spot and like, where to next? I'm like, go to here. So, you know, we went past hotels built in the 20s.
Those are always so fun.
They're
just
a lot
like
of fun.
A little self-guided tour.
There's an app I use. So I use like the Chamber of Commerce Visitors app, but also there's Atlas Obscura. I can't recommend this enough. Atlas Obscura. It's just the most random stuff. And it's all like user populated, right? It's user curated.
Very cool.
So it's what people find interesting.
Huh.
We worked our way into a park and all of a sudden there's, a golf course. They had their own amphitheater. Had a big mural right next to it of a singing raccoon. Like, we didn't know that stuff was there.
You would never go to the raccoon mural.
I would never go to the raccoon mural if I didn't know there was a raccoon mural.
Aren't you glad you did?
Yes. So we had a great time. That was as we were rounding out the weekend in Rockford. A picture with the Rock Guardians of Rockford.
Those are awesome. We had a little bit of a collab on our Easter celebration because coming up this week, my daughter is turning 13. So I was like, you know what? Let's make it easy for people. Let's just do a Easter / birthday celebration because we're already celebrating all of the... I have a lot of birthday Aprils or April birthdays in my family. So she's got her birthday cake out there, but I also had to share the t-shirt that my sister decided to get Audrey. It has a very cool photo of Jesus wearing sunglasses.
Looks great.
And it says he is risen, but it's R-I-Z-Z-I-N.
I didn't see the end. I didn't know if it was just he is Riz.
He is risen. He is risen. And she's got a lot of Riz as she's posing with her cake.
I want to point out, there are three cakes in this picture.
Oh, yeah?
How much leftover cake did you have asking for Ben?
So we ended up having a little bit of time in between. There was the Easter haircuts after dinner.
Yeah.
And then there was cake after a bit. And since I kind of forgot that my mom was already doing the traditional lamb cake that she always makes, I brought a cake, and then everybody was like, well, I want to try lamb cake, but I also want to, they were the same. They're both vanilla cakes.
It's cake.
But everybody was having
but
seconds.
You have traditional lamb cake, right? And
yes.
Is that an Easter egg cake as well?
Yes.
Did your mom make that too?
Leftover batter from the lamb. Yeah.
Made another cake.
Becomes an egg. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm cake jealous.
Seconds on cake. Would you like more white cake with white frosting?
Or? Yes, that's my favorite kind.
Load it up. Load it up. No
well,
shortage
happy,
of cake.
Happy early birthday to your daughter.
Happy birthday, Audrey.
And let's celebrate the fact that he indeed is Riz.
Risen.
All right, those are our pictures. How about yours? Get them up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We will come back and talk about your weekend stories. Coming up, it's all part of the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
You and I both have just added bonus photos in the comments section of One Shot Weekends.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big weekend. There was a lot going on. We shared some stories earlier. We're like, you know what? We can illustrate these too.
Yeah, you had a Easter haircut in the garage of your brother who needed a haircut desperately.
Desperately.
Our party of six at a restaurant, and thank God we were in a separate room. It started with a casual comment that there was a picture that was askew. And all of a sudden, one waiter led to the waiter and the front of house manager, and then they got the guy that does the water.
Two ladders,
and one of our party supervising later, they had to totally rehang the picture. So that is all up on the Z102.9 Facebook page, right below my photo of rehanging a photo, by the way. Caitlin, thanks for sharing. It looks like you guys are in Denver, Colorado for a Rockies game.
Fun.
Which I've been to that stadium. I think one of the coolest things is one of the rows of chairs is completely different color because that's exactly 1 mile above sea level.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you know exactly, you're sitting in those chairs and higher.
Very cool.
You are a mile above sea level. But Caitlin, looked like it was a beautiful day for baseball in Denver. Thanks for sharing the photo.
You know, sometimes you got to get to work, you got to roll up your sleeves. And I think after Sunday dinner, Nicole and the family decided to tackle her mom's mulberry tree, which apparently those things get out of hand. There's a lot of branches.
How big is it?
It's a big tree with
I just saw the photo now.
So many branches are down already, and there's still more branches that have just sprouted out. Like, that's a big, busy
tree.
Can
I point out, it only took one person to trim a mulberry tree. It took three people to hang a photo at a restaurant in my photo.
That is
in my picture.
Impressive.
Did you see right above that from Susan, her grandpa's 95th birthday? So just anytime there's a celebration photo that's shared, it means a lot to us because it meant a lot to you.
That's so cool.
We really, really appreciate that.
I appreciate Sharon. She's getting out there and doing the local scene. There's a new board game cafe in Coralville, and she and the family went and checked it out.
A couple pictures down from there is from Katie, two little ones playing tetherball.
Oh,
which,
my gosh.
As a kid, I didn't understand how to play the game, but the idea that you just pound that thing and it goes on a string, and it's just adorable. Two little ones playing with a tetherball.
They might even be twins. They're so cute.
They're the same height. You're right.
Oh, my gosh. So, so cute. Speaking of cuteness, there's a lot of, you know, kids in their Easter baskets, but I really love Nicole's got her daughter hugging a Mickey with bunny ears on in anticipation of their first trip to Disney this summer.
Did you see Amy's cats destroying the egg trail the Easter Bunny left to the baskets? Parenthesis, I have to fix it over and over every year.
Maybe
talk to the Easter Bunny and don't leave a trail of eggs because the cats are in on it.
The cats are having none of this.
They're having a good time with that.
Speaking of Easter cats,
yes.
Ashley's cat had kittens.
Oh,
they're so cute. They're so tiny. And each one's like a different little color. They're like Easter eggs.
So many Easter photos. We appreciate all of them. Then we had that grandpa's 95th birthday. But I want to talk about this one. After 47 years apart, listener Tanya?
Tanya?
Tanya reunited with her dad. How cool is that?
Super cool. She went to California, got to meet, hang out in San Francisco.
That's just, it's the fact that, one, you did that, and then two, you decided to share that with all of us, that means a lot.
Thank you.
Really appreciate that.
Also, great photo. And so brilliant.
Hey, it's beautiful. If you ever get a chance to visit San Francisco, by the way.
Great town.
Lovely area. Thanks to everybody for sharing all of your photos for One Shot Weekends. And there's still plenty of room as we got space right there on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
You started dreaming about the potential for the Morning Scramble to achieve a Guinness World Record a couple of weeks ago.
More so for our area to hold it. And our area has a couple already, but I was inspired by, I used to live in St. Louis. And the City Museum down there, the Savannah Bananas, which is one of the weirdest, hottest things in sports right now, had a game at Busch Stadium, and they actually broke a record for the most people wearing banana hats, and it was so easy to comprehend how they did it.
309 people achieved this record.
So that's not a lot of people.
No.
They had a corporate sponsor. They had a costume shop provide the hats. And
so
then,
they provided everything.
Like their local CVB got enough people to the museum to do it.
And you and I are like, we could totally do that.
That's accomplishable. And now I have a goal that for this radio station, and more importantly for this region, I would like to get a Guinness World Record. So let's take a second and circle back to that dream, shall we? And like anything worth doing, it's worth doing well, and it's going to take some time. And my God, it's taking a lot of time.
So much more time than we anticipated.
We are at a standstill right now with the Guinness Corporation. We have not heard back, and we have put in multiple requests just to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
We're willing to like pitch us because they offer, there's two ways to do it. You could break one individually. For example, remember we had John
Loffrey
on the radio just this past week. He broke one for a wheelbarrow and it was really, really cool.
The fastest motorized wheelbarrow.
Well, we're having a little trouble with the audio for John. He put a motor and a seat on a wheelbarrow. What he did was he broke the record, filmed it, sent it to them, got an individual record. That seemed to work.
And then got it verified by the Guinness people. And yes, he has the world record for that. And we're like, oh, cool. Well, we'd love to do something like that, but we need to do like a group thing.
And then it hit me. I think it was Friday. We were talking about it. That at Fry Fest in Iowa City, Coralville.
Yeah.
They have two. I only remembered one. They have a Hokey Pokey record.
Yeah.
So I called there Friday on the way to Illinois, and I talked to our dear friend, Nick Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
And Nick Pfeiffer said, no, we have two. I'm like, what's the other one? They have the world record for the most people playing bags, cornhole, in one location.
I didn't know that.
They have two world records accomplished as a group, as a community. That's the category we need. So we need help from Think Iowa City, the convention and visitors people in the Iowa City Coralville.
They know how to do this.
Yes. So I'm like, hey, Nick Pfeiffer, you want to come on the radio? And he's like, no, because I wasn't working there then and I would not be a good guest.
Oh, so who does he know somebody who was?
You go to the top, man.
Right to the top.
You go to Josh Schomburger.
Ah.
So I have since emailed Josh Schomburger and I've asked Josh Schomburger to come on the Morning Scramble.
Help us, please.
And we are awaiting a response from Josh Schomburger.
That's exciting. That's the exact people we need to talk to because they have experience.
Because at this point, it's not what do you know, it's a who you know game.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, who do you know at Guinness that either is going to take a phone call or is going to answer an email?
I want a direct phone line at this point.
Because we're just using the website.
You filled out the website. I filled out the website. I've got nothing back.
Bupkis.
Nothing.
Zero.
Hello, Guinness.
So Nick Pfeiffer said, talk to Josh Schomburger at Think Iowa City. So that's where we're at right now. And hopefully they can join us maybe later this week. I want to first go through like, how'd you guys come up with the idea? How does Guinness work with you? And then, oh, by the way, what's happening at Fright Fest this year? Right?
Maybe a little sneak peek.
A little sneak peek would be good.
That's a great idea.
So that's where we're at. The world record. We have not given up any sort of hope at all.
We've
not abandoned our plans.
A big, like giant step forward, but it's just like little tiny baby steps.
It is so baby steps.
Just incremental. Barely see us moving.
I mean, you have the child in this room, not me. I am childlike, but like it took quite a while for the baby to go from I can roll over.
Yeah.
To crawl.
Yep.
To stand, to walk.
It's a lot.
Right? And you just have to be patient. And that we're in that state right now.
Yeah, and we're not very patient.
No, we're not. But we're still working on it. A world record for our area.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.